16 degrees at 8:55. Time to check in on the commodity markets here on this Thursday. Kind of a mixed picture here in the early going since the reopen as we bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning to you, Brian.
Yeah, it is a kind of a mixed picture. What's pushing soybeans up here in the early going?
If you look at the bean oil, I think it's all about bean oil. We saw a stiff rise in the palm oil in the Malaysian market overnight, and that has boosted the bean oil again. That's kind of been the case the last several weeks. Keep in mind that the Malaysian market was closed the first 2 days of this week, so they're kind of playing catch-up. But right now we see the bean market up anywhere from 4 to 3.5 cents with the November beans, the new crop beans, at 881 and a quarter. They're up 3.5. The corn market's not been able to keep pace with the beans, but if you look at the the November beans versus December corn, that bean-corn ratio, we're at about 2.29 right now, which really favors planting more corn. So not a big surprise that we see the corn market down 0.75 cents to 1.75 cents. Yesterday, POET, the second largest ethanol producing company in the United States, announced plans to cut back production in their Ohio and Indiana plants, and that should shave some interest off delivering corn into those facilities. However, keep in mind that those are corn deficit areas, both Indiana and Ohio, in this past crop year. So more likely than not, what they're seeing is they're just not able to buy corn from producers. So perhaps this POET announcement yesterday isn't as big a deal. The wheat market is up anywhere from the 2 to 4 cent category, with new crop outpacing the old crop upside. We see the July wheat up 3.5 cents at 4.73. We just made new highs in the wheat a few minutes ago. Bean meal, not able to do much of anything. That's kind of been a drag on this market. I think we really are seeing quite a bit of panicking over the economy. If you look at the gold market, we're up above $1,200 an ounce at $1,234 right now, up almost $40. The crude oil's down about 34 cents, has had a pretty wide swing. The other thing that I'm watching in here is that the bond market has had a stellar move. We've already had almost a 2-full-point trading range in the bonds, quite unusual. And that's really based on some of the comments that Fed Chair Yellen made to the House Financial Committee yesterday, suggesting that the economy globally is probably not in as good shape as what people thought earlier. And she will continue her congressional testimony today in the Senate Banking Committee. The live cattle and feeder cattle both down more than $1.50. Hogs barely holding the steady side. Feb hogs do go off the board tomorrow on Friday, and they have a little premium in here to the cash. The April market has a large premium to cash, so look for that April hogs to kind of lose ground. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen. We appreciate that report here on this Thursday morning. In your weather forecast here locally, mostly sunny skies with a high of 21 degrees. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of snow after midnight, the low 14. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.